In Japan, the month of August is one of celebration, color, and pyrotechnics. It's the season of Hanabi Taikai, when the Japanese turn out in parks and on riverbanks for grand displays of fireworks. This August finds the Washington Post T.R. Reid, formerly Tokyo Bureau Chief, back in his old stomping grounds. He joins us on the line now from Tokyo. Good morning.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Renee.
Ohayou gozaimasu, T.R. Tom. You have been set loose in Japan once again. Tell us about Hanabi Taikai. What's that stand for, anyway?
Hanabi Taikai. Well, Hanabi, I think, is a wonderful word. It means flower of fire. I think it's a better word than fireworks. It means fireworks. And a taikai is a grand accumulation. So it's a grand accumulation of fire flowers, which means a fireworks show. The fireworks, basically, are the same as ours. The thing is, in Japan, these things are huge. They go on for 2 or 3 hours. They stretch for half a mile or more along the river. Then the newspapers and the magazines do reviews afterwards to see whose Hanabi Taikai was the best.
Well, is there a special day for this? I mean, we have the 4th of July, or is it just all August?
It just means summer. There are two really important things that happen in the summer in Japan. One is the high school baseball tournament, which goes on for weeks. And the other is Hanabi Taikai, and everybody has them, and all the cities have them. You know, Japanese cities are crowded, and so you get a million people. You get more than a million people. The other night when I went down to Tsumitagawa, the Japanese police said there were 973,500 spectators. Now, how they counted that, I don't know. But anyway, there are a million people down there watching fireworks.
Well, you know, we all like fireworks, and a million people sounds like a lot, but I guess you could get that kind of group going in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Is there something particularly Japanese, though, about all of this?
There are two theories on that, Renee. So here's my view. Hey, they're fireworks, right? They're bright, they're beautiful, they're noisy. What's not to like? Everybody likes fireworks. But my Japanese friends say, oh, no, 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 you're missing. There's a very deep cultural reason why Hanabi Taikai are so big. And that is a key part of Japanese culture is the notion that life is evanescent, that beauty is fleeting, you know, the good die young. Their favorite flower is the cherry blossom, blooms for about 3 days, and then it turns brown and all the petals fall to the ground. Well, if you think about it, fireworks are even better. I mean, they're beautiful for about 5 seconds, and then they're gone. So if you live in a society that believes that pleasure and beauty are fleeting, fireworks are perfect, right?
As you describe it, it sounds romantic.
Yeah, I think the romance angle is a big part of the popularity of Hanabi Taikai. My friend Miura-san in Tokyo here, he's 32. He met a new woman. He says the Hanabi Taikai is the best place for a first date. For one thing, it's dark, and if you don't look that good, nobody can see. But the other thing is, if the conversation is kind of flat, what the heck? Every 5 seconds, there's some huge explosion in the sky. You can't hear what she's saying anyway. So, yeah, I think romance tends to blossom and smolder at the fireworks shows. And as a matter of fact, the greatest love song in Japanese pop music is about a Hanabi Taikai. It's this terrific pop group, Dreams Come True, and the song is Ano Natsu no Hanabi. Okay, so what's going on here is it's August. She's out at a Hanabi Taikai looking at the beautiful fireworks, but all she can think of is last year's fireworks because she was out there with him. And he was wonderful, and their love burst into flame and was passionate. And then it fizzled just like a firework, and that's what she's remembering now.
T.R. Reid, thanks very much.
Renee-san, sayonara.
And thanks and goodbye to you, too. T.R. Reid is Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, although he's a bit further afield at the moment this summer in Tokyo.